Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So Ronnie got stuck on Barkley there for a while and talked about in Phoenix him never having a true number two. That's true, Ronnie, and I was not quick enough to respond, but I was thinking about his Houston team in particular. He did play with Drexler and Olajuwon on those Houston teams that ended up losing to Utah in the Western Conference Finals. And while this would be unfair, remember, he started his career playing with Moses and Dr. J, made it to an Eastern Conference Finals, and did play in multiple playoff seasons with Dr. J, an older Dr. J, but still with Dr. J. But good call. All right, the question is, do you tie championships to your evaluation of a player's overall legacy, overall career ranking, you know, greatness level? LeBron James on a podcast with Steve Nash essentially started to downplay the importance of championships in the evaluation of players. You know, somebody called in and said, you know, LeBron's doing it because LeBron's never going to catch Mike, etc. LeBron does have four. And has been to 10. He's got pretty good championship pedigree when all is said and done. Let's go to our guy Brandon in Woodbridge. Brandon, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, Brandon.
Thank you for having me.
Sure.
I was just thinking about the one caller called in and was kind of talking about, you know, back in the day versus now. And I think, like, now we are now seeing where the players are now, like, almost like GMs. We're like, hey, he's the superstar, yes, and he wants to have this guy go with him and this guy go with him and kind of build his own team. Where before, you know, the players didn't have that luxury, so they were more so whatever the GM kind of puts together is how we're going to kind of try and face this particular season. And I think that has a lot to do with back in the day. You can say that, hey, the reason why they won this championship is because Jordan had Pippen. He had Kerr forcing three-point shooting. He had Dennis Rodman. That's a GM and a coach. That's like a all together. All of them came together and created that particular team.
Sure. Where now, of course, that plays into it. You know, the organization that you're with. I mean, the Garnett, Tim Duncan, you know, I forget who threw that out there. Like, if Garnett gets drafted by San Antonio instead of Duncan, does he end up with five titles? I think you could make the case that he would have. But he didn't get into that circumstance until he got to Boston from Minnesota. But go ahead. How would you answer the question? Do you tie rings to legacy?
Now, great players and legacies stands on its own merit. So when it comes down to that, if LeBron is obviously one of the best players that's played the game, that's his legacy. And that goes along with the championships that he won. But then I can't necessarily say somebody like he was saying, Charles Barkley or somebody, I'm trying to think of somebody else that didn't win. Maybe Drexler, maybe.
Well, Drexler did win. Drexler won with Hakeem.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yes, he did. Yeah. But I'm just saying, as far as like certain players, if they're that good of a player, then their game kind of stands for their legacy.
That's fine. I just, as a separator in basketball, I look at rings. In football, I don't. Thanks for the call, Brandon. Let's go to our guy, Aveen, in D.C. Aveen, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. I largely agree with you. I think it's mainly a basketball thing. I think with baseball and hockey, no one player can control things as much. And in football, there's too many other components like coaching and roster construction. Although, you know, Brady and Mahomes, we've seen, you know, just will their teams to wins, like year in, year out, take their teams out of situations where it seems impossible. And we kind of saw that with Jaden Daniels last year. Like, we had a bad defense, and he took us to the NFC Championship. So I think with really elite quarterbacks, there might be an exception, but they're kind of the outliers. But what the question I have for you is with basketball is, I largely agree with you, but I also think there's an unprecedented level of talent and parity in the NBA. Like, what's going on with player development and the level of athlete in the NBA is, like, I think there's more superstars in the league than there's been in past decades by a lot. And I think even the rotational players are just such high-level, multifaceted athletes. They can defend multiple positions. They all can run the floor. They all can space. They all can shoot from the perimeter. A lot of them are high-level rebounders. Are there just more good teams in the NBA than there has been in past decades?
In very recent years, yes. No doubt. We are about to see our seventh straight different champion. That never happened prior to 7 years ago. We had Golden State Cleveland 4 years in a row. You know, we had Golden State, you know, winning the last one when they beat Boston. That's been part of, you know, this run of a different champion every year. This year we had a matchup of two teams who haven't even been in the NBA Finals. Yeah, it's different now. And a lot of the restrictions and a lot of the rules related to salary cap, et cetera, have sort of dictated this. It's been engineered a bit by the league to create, you know, more parity when we didn't have it for a long period of time. Yes.
Right. So my question for you is, I think Jokic is a really good case study for this, because Jokic is putting up like all-time crazy numbers and all his advanced things. He's like one of the most well-rounded, best well-rounded players ever. And so if he only gets one finals title, like, do you view him differently? Is it the era he played in, or is do you
I don't know, at least he got it. At least he got it, and you can say that he got it, and he by the way, he got it because of him, you know, more than anybody else. Whereas with others, you can't say that they even got there and got that ring. But yeah, one would be disappointing with a player like Jokic. But I think to your first point, and I think it's a really good one, and thanks for the call as always, Aveen, is we are in a different era now in the NBA. We have a lot more parity in the NBA than we've had in a long, long time. So it is getting harder to win a title because there's more depth and more parity. It's a fair point. Let's go to Pauly. Pauly, go ahead.
Big guy, how you doing, man? Hell,
what's up?
W. Hey, yeah, I'm loving this right here, man. So let me ask you this. Who is the greatest basketball player of all time?
Jordan's number one for me.
Jordan's number one. Okay, cool. So we're going to start here. So my whole thing is, for me, is the eye test. And I say this because I don't think you view championships on people's legacy unless we talk about the one of one, right? And to my mind, there's only two people that we should be talking about being one of one, and that's Jordan and that's Bill Russell. And you just said Jordan is your one of one, but Bill Russell has more championships than Jordan. So that kind of debunks your whole theory.
We're not comparing those with numbers of championships. The question is, do you separate among great players those who have won a championship versus those who have not?
I understand what your question is.
Yes. So what's your answer, and then continue?
No, I go by the eye test. Unless it's one of one. Unless you're talking about the one of one. And the reason why LeBron brings this up, because he's insecure of his own legacy. You know what I mean? For me, you got to go by the errors. You, like I said, you had the Chamberlain and era. Then you go from Bird to Magic era. Then you go from the Jordan Barkley era. You know what I mean? Now you can separate these guys by the era, who was the best one of those eras. But for me, it's the odds. You're going to tell me Allen Iverson doesn't have a greater or bigger legacy than Kyrie Irving? You know what I mean? So for me, it's just the one is the eye test, unless we talk about one of one. And me, in that conversation of one on one is only two people, Jordan and Russell.
Well, Magic's very that close for me. Separator. Magic's very close for
That's
me.
Your
Magic.
Hero.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of – I think there the one-of-one list is more than one, but that you asked me which one I would – look, to me, it's just, again, it's like – it's really simple. Like, when you are talking about with friends, who was the better player? Do rings matter, yes or no? For me, they do in basketball. They don't in other sports. But in basketball, because of the impact one player has on an outcome, because of the way their postseason, you know, is determined based on best of sevens, I think that I can separate Michael Jordan from Charles Barkley, Michael Jordan from Patrick Ewing, Magic Johnson from Charles Barkley and Patrick Ewing. That's what I would say to that. Tim Duncan from,
but it's not because of the championships.
Yes.
You don't separate Magic Johnson from Charles Barkley because of championships.
It is part of what separates. It's not the only thing, but it's part of it.
If Magic Johnson never won a championship, we still would be sitting here saying he was a better player than Charles Barkley, hands down.
Well, neither one of them would have titles, so it would be an interesting conversation. But Magic's greatness is what led to titles.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Magic's transformational transcendent play, a 6'9 point guard, led the Lakers to five titles in nine opportunities.
And this goes back to what your guy Mark said, and Magic also played with Kareem, Worthy.
Yes, he did.
Great players too.
Barkley played with Drexler and Hakeem Olajuwon. Let's not forget about that. In Houston.
Come on, old Drexler.
What do you mean?
Olajuwon,
they got beat by Stockton and Malone.
Old Drexler and an old Olajuwon. Come on now. They all three of them was done. That was the all AARP team, man. Come on.
Kareem was awfully old.
For me,
Kareem was old.
It's the eye. Come on, man. You had Worthy, though.
Kareem, one of the titles, Kareem was 40 years old.
You had Worthy.
Yeah, I understand. He had Worthy, he had Coop, he had Byron Scott, he had Norm Nixon before that. Right. I get it.
Those players made you greater as a 6'9 point guard. It's the eye test, bro.
Look, the eye test for me on Magic Johnson is he's in the conversation with Jordan. Jordan would be ahead of Magic. Magic would be two in the non-center conversation. But if you told me that Magic's greatness didn't lead to a title, I'd feel differently about Magic. That's what I'm saying. That's where you and I disagree. I would end up feeling different about Magic Johnson, and I'd feel probably more the way. Look, because they both have multiple titles. All right, it's been more than just one opportunity. They've been there lots of times, and they've won multiple. Now I just go by the eye test. Sorry, I love Steph, and I consider him to be the greatest ball handler shooter in one body I've ever watched. But LeBron's above him on my all-time great list. Not by a lot, but he's ahead of him.
It is awesome. But I'm going to say this. I'm going to end it with this. This all started because LeBron is insecure of his own legacy.
That's probably true. I got
to
roll.
It's okay to be number two, man.
Yeah.
It's okay to be number two. Head to the W.
All right. Let's go. Oh, AJ's back on. Let's finish up the conversation with AJ. AJ, thanks for calling back in. I kind of forget where we left off.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for putting it back on. I mean, the original was just the legacy with the big three and the Celtics and stuff. So thanks for hearing my point on that. Well, thanks for hearing my point on that. But as far as the legacy comparing championships to players, I think that, like, after you get to a certain thing, like you said, around three, when you're comparing the Jordans and the LeBrons, like, yeah, you need some rings. So whether it's, and you probably need more than one too. But when there's only, two or three people in that conversation of the greatest, I love Michael Jordan. I think he's more clutch than LeBron. I think he's more of a killer, right? But LeBron, he has like almost 50,000 points. When you talk about eye test, stop saying the eye test and then not look at numbers. I know we live in a world where someone has 50,000.
Well, part of the eye test is what you said. LeBron and Kobe and Bird are killers. LeBron's never been that as a competitor.
Right. But he has as many assists as John Stockton.
Yeah, look, LeBron was the modern version of Magic Johnson, no doubt.
Right, he's in the top five of assists all time.
Yeah, I get it.
Steals.
I get it.
So the eye test is he's, with championships and the eye test, since St. Vincent, St. Mary's, as you can clearly see, I'm a witness, he's up there. He's either one or two.
He is up there, but that's not what we're really talking about, because now we're talking about guys with multiples. We all agree those guys are great, and then we can have the conversation about ranking those at another time. The conversation is LeBron downplayed tying championships to legacy and to greatness. And so do you yourself believe that rings matter in the evaluation of somebody's all-time legacy? I do in basketball. I don't in football. It's interesting how the conversation's gone all basketball. But go ahead, answer the question, and then I got to move on.
No, I think all rings matter in all sports. You have to have a couple of rings. If you want to be considered, they're all stars, they're superstars, but legacy, and I mean, all those great players, Allen Iverson, and they're amazing Hall of Fame players, but they're not that one or two as far as the legacy of being the best, right?
Yeah.
So, yes, championships matter.
In that sport, I agree with you. In football, I don't. Let me move on. Thanks, AJ, for calling back in. Ian, go ahead.
Kevin, I absolutely evaluate championships in every sport except for baseball. I think baseball, the impact is minimal given the amount of touches you have. The reason I evaluate quarterbacks on rings is why we praise Mahomes and Brady. Sure, you can say there's defense and there's coaching and supporting cast, but they are the differentiators between those teams. We've seen Belichick without Brady, and we saw the results. We've seen the Patriots without Brady. We've seen Andy Reid without Mahomes. We understand the impact. In basketball, of course, they play both sides of the court. And I agree. I think there's so much revisionist history with Malone Remember, he was on the Lakers at the end. Yep. And remember, then Charles Barkley, like you said, he played with Hall of Famers all throughout his career. This notion that he had nobody is just laughable. But just sticking to your overall argument, yes, like I look at Aaron Rodgers differently than I look at Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or Eli Manning or Ben Roethlisberger. I think playoff performance,
you can't compare Eli Manning to Aaron Rodgers. You can't do that. Aaron Rodgers is the much better player. He's an all-time great. Eli Manning's not an all-time great.
No debate. No debate.
But okay.
To me, the postseason championship performance is why Eli Manning will be a Hall of Famer eventually.
I agree. I do agree with that.
Why you and I disagree on Philip Rivers. I'm like, his lack of playoff performances is why he will not be a Hall of Famer.
He actually played well in the postseason. Ironically, yeah, Peyton Manning at times didn't. Lamar Jackson hasn't. Philip Rivers had some excellent postseason games.
Right, Lamar Jackson's a great example. They had the number one defense. They're at home. They have all the Pro Bowlers and all pro players. And his play is the reason they didn't win. And so, to me,
against the Chiefs 2 years ago, not against Buffalo in this most recent exit.
Sure, sure. But overall, there's a large body of work. And so, to answer the direct question and not compare NBA legacies, et cetera, yes, I evaluate championships as a major, major part of it. Given the devaluing of the regular season in all sports,
there's no devaluing of the regular season in the NFL.
Sure. Fine. Let's say that. But you would even agree the emphasis of playoff performance is a next level. And so, for me,
I just know what I watched Dan Marino. And there's no way. There's no chance Bart Starr or even a guy like Troy Aikman I could ever put in front of Dan Marino. Ever.
See, I don't know if I fully agree, forget Bart Starr, but like Troy Aikman v. Dan Marino. But I'll give you this. In the same era, same time, we look at John Elway completely different than we look at Dan Marino because of those two Super Bowls at the end.
The eye test was the same on both of them. They were spectacular. They were all-time greats.
Right. But the differentiator is the two championships at the end.
I know. I'm saying that I wouldn't use that as a differentiator. But you know what's interesting about that specific example is Elway got to three with very average supporting casts. And Marino only got to one with an average supporting cast. So there is that. And by the way, you could argue the greatest coach that ever lived coaching him. In Don Shula. But Marino's a tough one for a lot of people because, you know, like you, I'm old enough to have seen him play, and I don't think anybody's ever thrown the ball better, and I just think he is in the conversation of the four or five greatest quarterbacks of all time, and he only went to one Super Bowl, and he didn't win it. Thanks, Ian. Let me finish up with Bill, who's been on hold for a while. Bill, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? Somebody stole
Good,
my
Bill.
Thunder a little bit on the Robert Horry point. You know, I think if you're going to, if the constructive to take that extreme example on the other end, where a guy who's won seven rings with three different teams, who's not even in the NBA Hall of Fame.
I know, but the reason Ori and I set the ground rules for the conversation by saying we're talking about you got to clear the hurdle of an all-time great. Robert Horry is an all-time postseason clutch spot-up three-point shooter, but he's not an all-time great player, and that's why he's not in the Hall of Fame despite seven rings.
I mean, I think he is the most underrated.
Okay.
Even it wasn't like he was just barely a role player there. I mean, he was instrumental in winning.
He averaged double figures three times in a 16-year career.
Yeah, and he also created the stretch three position that didn't.
Yes, he did. In many ways, he did.
And he still holds the record for most threes made without a miss in the playoffs. So
I didn't know that one.
Anyway,
he was clutch.
But he was clutch.
All right, Bill. Anything else? I got to roll.
Factor. Yeah, it's a factor, but not the end-all, be-all is kind of my point.
Thanks for for the call, Bill. Appreciate it. Thanks to all of you. Those that I missed, we'll have another day at some point. We'll come back to this. Grant Paulson will jump on. We'll get his thoughts on the Dave Martinez situation. Mike Rizzo did speak this morning on this station with the Junkies and pretty much led everybody to believe they're not going to do much about Dave Martinez right now. Kevin Sheehan, show the Team 980.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.